Chapter 4 Independence Day. Ironic, Molly thought as she joined Psyche at the table on the front porch. She was about to give up her personal freedom, her life in L.A., and essentially her career, for the sake of one little boy. Once the various documents were signed, she would be a captive, an emotional hostage, for all practical intents and purposes, to a child. Lucas's fate would be interwoven with her own, forever. If his heart was broken, hers would be too. Was it worth it? Molly had absolutely no doubt that it was, but neither did she suffer any illusions that the process would be easy and pain-free. Joy, in her experience, was a Siamese twin to sorrow, conjoined at the heart. She drew back a wicker chair with a bright floral cushion. I saw Keegan while I was out, she said. He asked about you. Psyche smiled. Keegan, she repeated, somewhat wistfully, as though by saying his name she'd conjured him and could see him clearly in the near distance. Florence, her face wet, immediately fled into the house, muttering to herself and scrubbing at her eyes with a cotton handkerchief as she went. Are you in love with him? Molly asked, and then was horrified because she hadn't consciously planned to ask the question. She didn't pry. She was not, after all, a nosy person, nor was she impulsive. Indeed, she prided herself on her practicality, abhorred denial, went into things with her eyes wide open, her affair with Thayer being the one notable exception. Now she awaited Psyche's reply with a strange sense of urgency, braced, at one and the same time, for a stinging rebuke. Psyche was silent for an interval, her expression still softly distant, almost diffused. Finally, she shook her head. No, she said, and Molly marveled at the depth and swiftness of her own relief. Keegan and I were childhood sweethearts. She paused to sigh. Such an old-fashioned term, childhood sweethearts, don't you think? Molly wanted to avert her gaze, but she didn't allow herself to do so because it would have been cowardly. I think Keegan loves you, she said, helpless against this strange and unwise part of herself, suddenly rising up to say things she had no right or intention.